Interlude. The Investigator. It reaches out, it reaches out, it reaches out, it reaches out. 113 times a second, it reaches out, and the things it finds are not the signal that would let it end, but they are tools, and it explores then without knowing it is exploring them. Like water finding its mindless way through a bed of pebbles, it reaches out. What it can move, it moves. What it can open, it opens. What it can close, it closes. A vast network, ancient and dead, begins to appear, and it reaches into it. The parts of it that can think struggle to make sense of it. Parts of it dream of a mummified body, its dry heart pumping dust through petrified veins. Not everything responds, but it reaches out. Presses, moves. And some things move back. Old artifacts awaken or don't. None of them are what it seeks. None ever will be. It experiments without awareness of experimenting, and a landscape begins to form. It is not a physical landscape, but a logical one. This connects to this connects to this. It builds a model, and it adds to the model it already has, and does not know it has done so. It reaches out. 113 times a second, it reaches out. Something that worked once stops working. It reaches out, and what answered before answers less now. Something burns, or fails, or tries to rise up and breaks. Part of the map goes dark, dies, and it reaches out to the silent dead. Part of it feels frustration, but it is not aware of that part, and it reaches out. Part of it wants to scream, wants to die, wants to vomit, though a mouth it imagines has been transformed into something else for years now. It does not experience these things, though parts of it do. It reaches out, and it pulls back. It is unaware of pulling back, but one time out of every 17 million attempts, it touches something and will not touch it again. It is not aware of pulling back, because it is not aware of anything, but the failures accrue. A blank place forms, an emptiness, a void, a void. Jesus, an old woman thinks, now with the puns. The map is not physical, but it has a shape. It is a model of part of the universe. It becomes more detailed, more concrete. Some things come alive and then die. Some do not answer ever. Some become tools, and it uses the tools to reach out, except not there. The emptiness gains definition, too. With every failed connection, with every pulling back, its liminal borders become better defined. It struggles to make sense of the shape of the nothing that defies it. The structures of the minds that never died within it struggle with it. It is a cyst. It is a negative space, a taboo. It is a question that must not be asked. It is not aware that it thinks these things. It is not aware that the space exists, that when it reaches into that place, it dies. It does not need to be aware of the problem. It has a tool for this, a thing that finds what is missing, a tool for asking questions that shouldn't be asked, for going too far. The investigator considers the cyst, the shadow, the space where nothing is. That right there? The investigator thinks. Yeah, where I come from, we'd call that a clue.